Russian peas are on the way to China, signaling the start of a new era in Canada's top market for the crop. The first shipments are already happening from Siberia regions, Rustam Juliev, a commodity trader with Russia's top grain, said in an email. Also hearing that shipments are done from the south side of Russia, as well. However, companies are experiencing problems with documents because nobody from Russia has shipped peas to China before. The door only opened late last year when China signed a new pea phytosanitary agreement with Russia. Juliev expects China to quickly become a top export market for Russian peas once the document issues are resolved, starting with large volumes in 2023-24. There are big players who are ready to buy even Panamax vessels, which makes me think that volumes exported to China will be counted as hundreds of thousands of tons, he said. Russia produced an estimated 3.6 million tons of peas last year, which is more than the 3.42 million tons Canadian growers harvested. Around 1.8 million tons of Russia's peas will be consumed domestically, and another 1.6 million tons will be exported to traditional markets like Turkey, Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Italy. That leaves 200,000 tons plus another 600,000 tons of carryover from the previous year that could be exported to China, he said. Ag Pulse Analytica analyst Gaurav Jain called the Russian shipments a game-changer in a recent article he wrote for the Global Pulse Confederation. We expect this move will have an impact akin to the Indian policy changes in 2017, he said. Jain anticipates much of the trade will be out of Russia's Vladivostok port in the southeastern part of the country on the Sea of Japan. That port can easily move peas from farms in Siberia to Chinese processing facilities. Given China's enormous appetite for peas, this will be a defining moment for the industry, said Jain. China has been purchasing 1.5 to 3 million tons of peas annually for the past 5 years. Canada supplies almost all of that volume. It is Canada's top market by a long shot. Jain said Russia will provide stiff competition for Canada in that market once the new trade channel starts being fully utilized. It is too early to put a number for the new trade flow, he said in an email. I prefer to wait for the first cargoes to get cleared. He expects Russia's peas to be consumed initially by China's feed sector, though that market is rather small this year, according to a recent stat publishing article published by Saskatchewan Pulse Growers. Movement to China appears to be mainly for human consumption, stated publisher Brian Clancy. Despite a recovery in hog production, it is unlikely that the country's feed manufacturers will show much interest in peas unless prices are more competitive with other ingredients. Jain expects Russian pea acres will increase, especially in the Siberian region, once product starts smoothly flowing to China. Juliev said it is difficult to predict the behavior of Russian farmers. It all depends on crop margins and regions. For instance, in some regions of Russia, the cost of production for lentils is 3 times lower than yellow peas. For that reason, he doesn't anticipate a big increase in pea acres because farmers always pay attention to margins more than markets. Contact Sean.Pratt at producer.com.